Federal managers have a new way to buy human capital services and meet small business goals. It's a new arrangement under the General Services Administration's Multiple Award Schedules program called Human Capital Management and Administrative Support Services Schedule 738X. Yeah, it's a mouthful for what these new special item numbers or SINs are all about. I spoke with Peter Hahn, director of GSA's Northeast Supply and Acquisition Center, and Robert Woodside, deputy director. The first voice is that of Woodside.
So we updated 738-10 to, first of all, we changed the name to be more in line with the human capital category. And also we created 10 new SINs, basically breaking them down to what customers are looking for. So we have a SIN, as an example, for talent acquisition. If someone's looking for, you know, someone to help with recruitment, there's now a SIN, and there will be specific vendors who provide, you know, that specific skill set. So the old SIN, you know, everything was kind of in one big SIN. Customers are having a difficult time identifying vendors who provided specific human resource services that they needed. With the new series of SINs, this will help our customers better locate the vendor partners they need.
What do the vendors generally do under these are services providers for
Yes.
HR and capital human management issues. What is it they do for agencies?
Right. So some of them, they help with recruitment. They help, recruit talent. Some of them, they help with developing talent, employee relations, workforce analytics, agency human capital. They provide a whole full range of HR support to agencies. And some specialize in certain areas and some specialize in different areas. By having these new SINs, this will help our agencies more easily identify vendors that best meet their needs for their specific project.
And how does this tie into, say, what Office of Personnel Management is doing?
So we work very closely with the Office of Personnel Management to make sure we mirror their human capital framework. So we work very closely with them to make sure, you know, we make sure we have all the requirements in the human capital management plan and that we are fully aligned with OPM.
Yeah, let me jump in on that one. So we actually partnered with OPM. They created a human capital business reference model that mirrored the SINs that we put out there on our HR schedule. We put it out as an RFI to industry, say, hey, these are the things that we're thinking of breaking out our schedule to mirror these SINs under the human capital business reference model. And we got good feedback, and so thus we executed.
This is something that GSA is doing across a lot of different commodities, isn't it? Rearranging existing schedules into new special item numbers or SINs such that agencies can access what was already there but just find it more easily?
Yeah, I think we're trying to make it easier for our customers, for the taxpayer, and for the vendor community so that we can meet the best value for the needs of our customers and the customer agencies.
Now, on this new one, Schedule 738X, there's also the element of small business and compliance there coming in too, correct?
Correct, yeah. So out of our 125 vendors currently on the SIN, 68% are small business. So I think about 85 out of 125 are small business. So the majority of vendors are small business.
And is among these companies, is there a regional quality to them, or is there an area of specialization quality to them? Suppose I need scientific help or data analytics or IT help versus, say, program managers and accountants, that type of thing.
Well, they all, like in the area of workforce analytics, they would be able to provide, you know, some data help. It's, you know, generally within the full scope of human resources. So, you know, there might be some IT support, but it has to be within the scope of human resources. So that's generally, you know, the area as it stays within the scope of human resources and provides a wide range of services there. The vendors provide services, you know, throughout, at least throughout the entire country. So, you know, if an agency, you know, in Los Angeles needs help or an agency in Washington needs help, the contractor would be able to help them.
We're speaking with Peter Hahn, director, and Robert Woodside, deputy director of the Northeast and Caribbean Supply and Acquisition Center at the GSA. And how does this all tie into the category management that GSA has been pursuing across all of acquisition? Peter?
So this is something that we work closely not only with OPM from a functional perspective, but also with the category management team as well. There's a human capital commodity team that we meet with, and we went over some of these changes. made up of other agencies, not just OPM and GSA, everyone was on board with the changes, and we went ahead and did it.
Now, for this 738X, did the impetus primarily come from the category management people, or were agency HR people saying, hey, can you help us here?
I think it mainly was the agency HR people. They were saying their HR practitioners use a certain language, but the acquisition folks may be using a different language. And so we all needed to get on the same page regarding the language that we wanted to use. And so that's why we broke it out to these different SINs, so that it made it easier for everyone involved.
And what is required, if anything, of the contractors that are on this whole 738X?
Well, the contractors, if they see that these new SINs better reflect their skill set, they send a modification into us, and then we review the modification and we modify the contract. So, again, if they're currently on SIN 59521, the large SIN, and they think they're better off on the talent development SIN because they really specialize in helping to recruit hard-to-find talent, then they would send a modification to us to get on SIN 595-2 for talent acquisition. And, you know, we would modify the contract, and the vendor would show up on our Schedules E library under that new SIN. So the new SINs are up on Schedules E library. Some vendors are already starting to appear under those new SINs. As we modify more contracts, or as companies come in with new offers for these new SINs, there'll be more companies under E library that will help our customer partners identify them.
But they don't really have to renegotiate their contract because they already have a GSA contract.
Right. These companies have a contract. They would just, you know, do a modification to get on the new SIN, make sure, you know, they comply with the new SIN. But also companies, you know, outside of the schedule who are not on the schedule yet may make new offers for these new SINs. So it's both. Current vendors can modify their contracts, and new companies can come in with new offers for these new SINs.
Are you notifying all of the potential companies and telling them, say, hey, if you want to get on this, make sure you do this modification?
Yes, we have. We have been telling the current vendors to do the modification, plus we also put something out on FedBizOps and GSA Interact notifying companies who are on a schedule as well that they can make an offer. So now, we notify current vendors and potential new vendors.
Now, it might be manifest to us because you put out a press release, but the government's a big place. How do you get the word out to all of the thousands of people involved in human capital in agencies and also their corresponding contracting officers so that they all know that this is available?
We did an Interact post. We did a GSA Interact post, an online meeting with all the current vendors on 73810, and we had questions and answers through a meeting space by using GSA Interact, and we were able to answer their questions and address any of their concerns live in an online meeting.
Our vendors are also our best mouthpiece as well, so getting them excited about the program, we got a lot of good feedback from them as well. They go out and talk to their customers and to the agencies as well. We also have a marketing team within GSA that we had trained them as far as the new SINs on this schedule, and they go out and talk to customers as well. And on top of that, the human capital commodity team as well is something that we put the word out there, and they those agency representatives also go back to their own agencies to talk about this new contract and these new SINs.
And how will you know this is working? This is successful.
Well, I think this is something where once we get the vendors onto GSA eLibrary, we'll know when the sales start coming in. We'll see vendors start reporting their sales a couple quarters or two, and we'll take it from there.
That's Peter Hahn, director, and Robert Woodside, deputy director of GSA's Northeast Supply and Acquisition Center. Find more information and a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.